If we ever had a family movie, it's probably that one about how 9/11 was an inside job.
And I looked over at him, and he looked over at me with his whiskey, and he goes, "When boys were bloody men."
Give him a call. And he's like, "Yeah, I'm in Ohio." And he said it so casually. He said it like, "Yeah, I'm going to be a little late. I'm just going to need to go to Canada real quick."
Fuck you, Dad!
All right, welcome to another episode of Fuck You, Dad, everybody. This week, we got a very good guest, very funny comedian and friend of mine, Tim Smith, everyone. Tim, hey. Thanks for coming on the pod. What's up, man?
Thanks for having me, guys.
Absolutely. What are you drinking right there? What's your beverage of choice?
I just switched. This is a Greyhound. This is my new summer bevy.
Okay. It's called a Greyhound?
Yeah, so it's just vodka and grapefruit juice. And it's a hitter.
It sounds better than being named a Greyhound.
No, see, I like, because it's like a
brand to me. It's beverage. Like I'm just drinking fucking bathtub gin, like passing on the sidewalk. It's like,
what? See, I like it because it kind of nice. Like mans up the drink a little bit for me because it's a pink drink,
right? But so you gotta call
you
something
Greyhound.
Wild.
It's like, oh shit, you're like actually drinking something.
Yeah,
yeah,
you're like
yeah.
A complete pussy.
You're like, this,
but it's a perfect summer bevy. I try to mix up the. I go like 6 months straight with one drink, and then I switch it and. You know, try to keep my body guessing.
Right. No, we had a conversation about how we both needed to quit beer because it was making us like on my 600-pound life, like within 24 hours.
Dude.
The beer doesn't, I mean, you never, because especially if you have like 12 of them, you're like, that was 2 days worth of food.
Calories.
That was insane. You're like, that was not worth it to like bitch it to my friends for 4 hours and be like, hey,
well, and then you can like see it in your face. Like my mom is like very brutal about the way that I look. Like she's very, she needs me to stay thin, like, so she feels good. Right. So, like, when I was, like, drinking a shit ton of beer, she'd call me. She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, you look like shit, Tim. What are you? She's like, your eyeballs don't even look like they're there.
You got to look at that family member, parent that is almost like you need that person in your life to tell you what you actually look like. Because other people be like, you look great. You call them and you're like, you're fucking, your face.
Dude, that's my mom. My mom just absolutely is brutal about, I'll show up and she's like, oh, you're getting fat.
See, my mom's the opposite. She's Italian. And she, whenever she sees that I gain weight, she like throws a party.
No, same with my mom. The Salvadorians too. Like I was trying to lose weight because I have like a beer belly from quarantine. And when I was at her house, it literally is like beer, countless food every night. Like it literally is just like, I don't want you to get laid ever. Like just I would
carbs.
Like you to never be able to take your shirt off without the need to apologize. Like that is... That's my mom's dream scenarios. I just got a couple of man tits peeking out from a shirt. Basically, I need hoodies or more to look good for the rest of my life.
Someone rolls around you and you're like, nah, this is not for me. See, my mom like wants me to, like, she's like, I need you to be out fucking. Like, I need you.
Your mom's like,
I need to know
you're
getting pussy. I need to know this.
Yeah.
I don't know why she gives a shit, but she's on my ass about it. So I had to switch to something a little less... I don't know, Kenny. We talked about it. The beer was just ruined.
But you get drunk too quickly is the problem with when I'm like, let me start drinking the whiskey ginger. Then you have four of those and you wake up at a fucking bus station. You're just like, how did this happen?
That's why it's called the Greyhound. Is you drink four and then you end up on the back of that bus going to Missouri or something.
I need to just, I'll just stick with beer and get fat as fuck. I'm sorry, Mom. I took a Greyhound to fucking Montana after 3 years.
But it's just, there's just something about like, let me start my night. And then you're just like, you start slurring when you're talking to people socially. And you're like, well, this is too much too fast.
And then they're looking at you like, let me pull it together. It's 8:30 p.m. I turn into a demon sometimes when I drink too much. I met a dude last night from L.A. or two nights ago from L.A. I had a couple of these before I went out. You know, I had a couple of drinks out talking to this guy. He's the nicest guy in the world. Pretty funny comic. I'm asking him how long he's been doing. I'm drunk as a skunk. I'm like, how long have you been doing, guy? He's like, oh, about 15 years. I was like, oh, you should be way funnier. Why, Tim?
No, I'm the same way where like every mean impulse is just fired out.
It just
like,
comes right out. And he was a funny comic. I don't even know why I said it.
But when someone says 15 years and you're like, I have to ask who you are at a bar, you're kind of like, oh, so it isn't going well. You know, if it's 15 years... And you're hanging out with me and you're not telling me your drink order for the green room. Like you have failed.
That's a fair point. That's a fair point.
Like, if someone's like, oh, I've been doing it for about 2 decades, and I'm like, and you're moving here to do open mics? Okay, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Cool.
That six didn't go as well as you thought it did.
Yeah, if I did it for 10 and I was in your position, I would change my name and leave the country, but that's fine. See me in Brazil bartending, but that's all right.
But it's like, why even say that? All I had to say was, oh, nice.
You know,
that's it.
Oh, nice. I did that once.
You should be way funnier.
There's a comic.
What am I doing?
Burning bridges, Tim. That's all you're doing.
Just burning. The bridge wasn't even made yet.
No,
we had just met.
You said ashes to the construction company before they arrived on site. Set fire to the trucks.
I mean, and then I got to send them a message the next day. Hey, like, I was just
that's the worst. I do a lot of that.
I mean, the amount of apologizing I do, I think people aren't even buying it anymore.
No, no one buys it for me because I'm also like, hey, man, I'm sorry about that. I genuinely meant every word that I said.
Telling you how I truly feel, but...
I generally have a better handle on it. I was really drunk and feeling myself, though. And if I could, I would say that to you every day. So I'm sorry about that.
The worst I've ever had to apologize was when I was way too drunk at my favorite band's concert. The last concert I went to, I was way too hammered to be there. And I love the music so much. This is such a piece of corny thing to say, but I was so hammered and at that concert that I was like uncontrollable. Like I was acting out the lyrics, like physically, he says in a song, get down on my knees. And I was physically getting down on my knees. And then I would apologize to people around me. Because there was
you should have.
yeah, appropriate. You get on your knees and beg for forgiveness. It's pretty brutal.
That's everyone around that deserves an apology. That's horrifying.
This is the thing to do in a night out. There's
like dude, I mean, we hear the lyrics too, but Jesus Christ, not that good of a song.
Yeah.
Who was the band?
Lord Huron.
That's wild. That's a wild.
They're like a folk rock band. So I know, which is
interesting. I've listened to it after breakups, and that's an interesting band to have. Is like, I'm gonna go rage listening to Lord.
I know. I'm
17-year-old girl.
yeah, kind of.
Yeah, you show your cuts to the fucking.
There's so many couples that show up where like it's the girlfriend's music and the guy's just there. And they would be in front of me, and I'm like screaming the lyrics and like tearing my shirt off, and the boyfriend goes like, this was one couple specifically. I heard the boyfriend go to his girlfriend and go, this motherfucker behind us knows every word. Can we move? And then they moved to the other. And that was when I yelled at them. I was like, sorry, I'm sorry.
No, God, you should. Yeah. Just leave, change your name.
And this is just drunk behavior. You weren't like on Molly or doing anything.
No. I was just really drunk. Nick.
That's inexcusable.
Stoned too.
Molly would get you. Alcohol.
Yeah. Like if you're on some sort of, but just drunk, rolling around on the ground, crying.
at a folk music concert where it's, we set fire to our insides and it's just Nick screaming and crying on the ground.
I love that shit. I eat that shit up.
Oh, hey, buddy. So do I, alone in my apartment.
Yeah, there's a time and a place, Nick. Jesus.
You have a drink alone, you cry, you say you miss her. You know she's never going to answer your call. I don't rave around on the streets screaming lyrics.
I get it. You're better than me.
And that, yes. I mean,
who are you there with, Nick?
Oh, my buddies that were filming me.
Yeah, I met. What did your buddies think? Were they like, yeah, you're like, dude, great night, really vibing. They're like, yeah, it was pretty good. Do you care if we get different Ubers? Curious. Do you care if we get a separate ride home?
They were kind of trying to corral me in, but
they were trying to put a fucking straitjacket on you to get you off the building.
I mean, here's the thing is I have a tattoo of the band.
Right.
Oh, and I was asking.
The rabbit hole gets getting deep.
It gets worse and worse. But I was asking people, it's on my shoulder. I was asking people to slap the tattoo.
Oh my
and God. It was beat. It looked like third degree burned. It was so red from.
Nick, I feel like I'm meeting you for the first time right now. I don't think I've ever. I didn't know any of this like dynamic to your personality. And it's alarming. Honestly.
Yeah, I didn't know either. Well, Nick's got a sweetie side when he's not, you know, gambling or bitching about not getting booked. He's like, oh, he's He's listening to folk music and
rolling around on the ground, bumming his friends out,
crying, you know, over his breakup from, I guess, just most comedy institutions.
Well, Nick, how'd the night end up? It seemed like you had more to that story.
So the night ended up with me on the phone with my girlfriend getting in a fight and then vomiting. Look,
the girlfriend didn't come with you to the folk.
She knew what was about to happen.
Yeah.
She's seen it too many times before.
She goes, I see you when you're just listening to that music on your computer. I don't want to be anywhere near you when you're at a concert.
Right.
Was it the I love you call? I love you so much. I love you.
It was she calling me. She was calling me and she was like, hey, what's up? And I said, I tell you what's up.
There it is.
Okay. that's a bad level of drunk when everyone's like, oh, I got some things to say.
Oh, yeah. You want to know what's up?
I have a manifesto at the in the frontal dome ready to go.
It's funny you ask because I've been wanting to tell somebody what's up. Incredible.
Incredible. Man.
So
Tim, did you okay? I've been where are you from, Tim? Are you from Chicago? You're not.
No, I moved here from Louisiana. I moved to Louisiana from New York. So Louisiana was my sixth state to live in.
Holy
before holy. I was 14.
Are you like a military brat or
no. Just shitty parents.
My dad was on the run. My dad was on the FBI most wanted. So
that's like always the question, like, because everybody just says, no parents would do that to their kids for no reason.
Yeah. They must be fighting terrorists. Of course,
the military. Yeah. No. They're like, hey, pack your shit. I was like, well, great, because I haven't even unpacked from the last time we moved. So I'm kind of good to go. I was in Louisiana for I was there the most of the time. So eighth grade to I went to college there and then, worked there for a little bit, been here for 5 years. So okay. I'm kind of just from nowhere, really.
Gotcha. Really.
Yeah. It sounds like you just stayed at Airbnbs essentially.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Just moved around. What was was there any motivation or your dad just keeps getting like pamphlets from small towns? And he's like, Louisiana.
My mom is one of six from Louisiana. And we were in upstate New York and she was like, dude, fuck this. Like this that,
which is correct.
Yeah. I mean, it's absolute trash. But my dad's an only child, so their whole family was all in Louisiana.
Okay.
So it was just like, what the fuck are we doing here? So they packed us up, mid eighth grade year and moved us to the complete opposite end of the country. So if there is a fuck you dad, I guess it would be like, hey, like this wasn't great for my mental well-being as an adult.
Yeah. I'm gonna go why are you afraid of intimacy? I had to be ripped from where I live.
Constantly. Every
6 months. So.
Constantly.
Oh, I don't want to get close to you because then my dad's gonna call me, tell her we're moving to Oklahoma.
I was like, oh neat, you made a friend? Let's leave. It's time to go, bud.
You'll never see him again.
No, you'll never. Because this is pre-Facebook, pre-everything. Yeah.
You never see him.
You know that person you really enjoy? You'll never see that face.
Yeah, literally again. Never. Yeah.
So, yeah, it was, I don't know. It's definitely fucked me up as an adult, for sure.
But that's why you're doing comedy, is because you got used to, adapting to new environments and being likable. Because when you're a new kid, you're either two things. You're either weird and never thought about again, or you're like a cool new friend guy that is like a. So I feel like that's what you did.
It did help with I was like, all right, well, fucking got to tap dance for these people.
Yeah, gotta do the hot 10 for fourth grade.
Yeah, I was like, do you guys think of
hit them with the classics?
I would love
in the sharpener.
Do like a fresh elementary school classroom and just like shakes a box of crayons and he's like, Crayola, right?
Just murder. People are like, this guy's got something.
Yeah.
This fucking guy.
Should we invite him to play tag later? He can make the tag showcase right to go.
I think he's a good tag hang, man.
He looks kind of built. Good.
Damn it.
He's my field day partner. I don't want to go,
Yeah, whatever.
Dude, I remember the new kids.
Either of you guys ever make a complete mistake and have a child, don't do that to him.
No, yeah, no.
Keep them in one. Just keep them in one spot. They'll never even think about doing comedy.
And that spot will be a dumpster behind Planned Parenthood. That spot will be Highway 44 as he
or some sort of like stem cell ejection. That will be your home, son.
His spot will be the missed calls on my cell phone for the rest of my life.
Dad?
No. I would love to break the cycle, but Daddy's got some bits to do.
No, if I had a son, I'd tell him, you got to do what I did. You got to make a podcast, buddy.
Yeah. Hey, you get to 10K downloads. We'll call again.
We'll call. Motivation. Okay.
Yeah. I'll jump on
dangle the carrot.
That's a great
bit.
First episode.
This is motivation for you, son. Yeah. I'm helping you. Incredible. But I've been here for 5 years. Five years in August.
Awesome. Were you did you get in any trouble in high school, or were you like a straight lace kind of keep it low key kind of guy?
I was pretty much, I played basketball. So like I went to like a very, religious school. So we had a 24-hour rule and I was terrified of my basketball. I thought I was going to
what does that mean? A 24-hour rule
where like, if we got in trouble on the weekend, we got in trouble with the school and like with the basketball team. And so we were always accountable to the school. But like every white guy in high school, I was like, I'm probably going to go play for Duke at some point.
Right. No, you're going to go pro.
I mean, without
everything
a doubt,
else has worked out for me. Can I not do basketball?
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty good at this. I mean, I got 8 points last game.
Yeah.
I took basketball stupidly way too seriously. So like in high school, I was pretty, I was a troublemaker at school, but outside of school, not really. Until the end of my junior year and senior year, I started boozing. And then it was, I was kind of a mess for a little while.
Right. But Louisiana is hard to New Orleans with the 24-hour bars. They're not encouraging you to be a sane human being.
They're not. Almost the opposite.
It must be hard to be a sober teenager in Louisiana. Because I feel like they drink.
Well, people have this idea of Louisiana that we're just wrestling crocodiles and alligators and drinking moonshine. And that's not real. I mean, there are some parts of Louisiana insanely, podunk and weird as fuck. But I was in Baton Rouge. It was just like any suburb you've ever seen in your life. Right. But if it wasn't for basketball, I'd have been a booze bag for sure. But then once you got that sweet nectar on your tongue, it was like, oh, this is way more fun.
Yeah,
than what I've been doing. And Duke never called. Coach K never reached out. It was kind of horseshit.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they called right now, would you throw everything away?
Clearly.
Would you throw
comedy away?
They're
definitely looking for a 34-year-old.
Yeah, 30. We need a 34-year-old alcoholic on the. I would love to do it just like a reality TV show. It's just prime athletes, prime their life, 34-year-old alcoholic. And it's just you running down the court, vomiting and passing out.
Fucking God. Finally give me a shot.
Yeah, God.
That's another gripe I have with my dad to go with the podcast is he gave me the garbage shot of sperm. My dad's 6'5" and played Division I basketball.
Oh my God.
And then look at this. Oh,
that's why you cared about basketball.
Look what happened here.
Yeah, that is I've seen you. You ain't 6'5".
It's a dog shit shot of sperm.
Yeah. Dribble coming.
No,
I mean I'm like, come on, man.
Reversed, right? You're 5'6".
What?
Bro, you're so drunk, you chose two different numbers. I think
No, you said
it's reversed. You're 4'18".
No, 5'6". He's 5'6". Yeah. How tall are you?
Yeah, gauge on 5'6".
Oh, he's offended. Yeah, how tall are you? 6'5", 6'9"?
I don't have a good...
Somewhere, but 5'6" is And I'm not a guy that's dude, I'm 6'1", but 5'6" is I have to clear the air for anybody that listens or watches. I am not 5'6".
Okay, you're 5'10". Anybody that I'm taller than, I assume they're
Well, you're not taller than me.
Oh, I love this elementary stuff.
Okay, here we go.
Uber to Nick's house.
5'6" is just, I can't get over. 5'6", Nick? You invite me onto this thing to accuse me of being 5'6"?
You're a short guy. No, you're doing this thing. You're a short guy. God. You're not the tallest guy. You're not going to
be average. I'll defend it. He's got to be a 5'8", a 5'10".
Own co-host isn't on my side right now, but this motherfucker's 5'6".
He's not a 5'6". Let's stop throwing the man's name
around. Like, I can turn it around.
I mean,
like,
this is really fight with a guest. You invite me on here for this? Like, unbelievable. Yeah. Just delete this whole fucking thing.
Go see him live and tell me how tall he is. Go see him live and tell me how tall he is.
How tall he is and how old he is.
I'm a 5'4", 38-year-old man. I've never had my feelings hurt more on a podcast.
Yeah.
Good. Good. Hold it with you. I'm so aggressive right now. I love it. I've never felt
What are you drinking there, Nick? You have quite the goblet in your hand.
I'm drinking Jameson and Modelo.
Bud Webb is like 5'6". I can't get off of this. 5'6"? God, just the...
Yeah, we have to respect...
You know, you start realizing the way people see you, and you're like, oh, no.
Yes, everything's wrong. Yeah, no.
This is
nothing
terrible
is you as a
news.
Person, Tim. Like, you're a fun guy, very funny. I respect you a ton, but yeah, you're like...
Yeah, you're legally a midget. I mean, it is what it is.
Six.
this is going to be... We're going to have to do this where no one else can see Nick, but we're going to go stand back-to-back next time we see each other.
Yeah. No, I will do that.
And we're not going to say anything out loud. It's going to be an understanding between us when we see each other, and we're going to go like, let's fucking... Let's figure this thing out.
Oh my god.
No, I want other people to see because I want them to know that I know who you are.
What does that mean?
Yeah, no, you know that he killed a stripper one time. Even you're accusing him of being slightly shorter than the average.
I know public. The real
Tim's not even that big of a deal. I know who you are.
Shoes before. I know what kind of shoes he's wearing. He's wearing those fucking pumps. God,
if you're right, I'm gonna be upset.
You wear those fucking pumps that pump up your height.
That would be an insane conspiracy for a man to have.
That he has lifts in his shoes.
Yeah, just for no reason. It's
God,
like
if you start that, if you start that rumor, I'm gonna be dead. I can't handle that much heat. 5'6", between being 5'6" and being accused of being like 48 years old, I am just getting brutalized by the Chicago comedy scene right now.
Shit, man. Well, incredible. So how did your dad feel about the switch from basketball to comedy?
Well, it was basketball. I mean, it wasn't even like a switch. It's just like no colleges were like, we would love a 5'4" point guard.
It was just over. Yeah, it was a different.
Yeah, it was just done. It wasn't like a big, like we never sat down like, Tim, is this really something you want to give up? Everybody was like, we want nothing to do with
it's
you.
It's over. Yeah.
Yeah. Or your basketball ability. So then it was just college, and then I worked in Louisiana for 5 years, and I was like, okay, fuck this, and then comedy.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool. Has your dad seen your stand-up?
They have. They flew up here when I was at Zanies one weekend, and they just thought it was the coolest thing.
That's awesome. That's
Like, at first, my mom was like, you're going to die of a drug overdose. Oh, and right. Like, you're going to be, you know.
That's what you hope, yeah.
That's what you hope. No. That's kind of best case scenario for
most people. Well, then you're out of, hey, he could have made it.
He was one of those guys that like he was such a genius, but he just couldn't battle his own demons. And he ended up dying in a fucking gutter somewhere. But like, you know, for a while they were like, oh motherfucker, like, please don't do this. I think when they realized that it was just happening and that's what was going on, then they kind of get on board now. Then now they're all excited. They're like, oh, shit, you got a new three that worked? I'm like, yeah. They're like, oh, my God, he's really doing it.
Yeah, it's one of those things where when you pull, you get so much shit at the start because people are like, you crazy piece of shit. You think you're funny, I'm funny. But if you ever get anything like, so either you kill at a show they're at, you get, I don't know, something really big.
Then everybody knew.
Yeah, they're like, oh, yeah. Then they're like, I always win. But when you were a fetus, you were just making me laugh in the ultrasound.
Everyone knew at that point, you know, this guy's got it. But at the beginning, it's like, you delusional fuck.
Yeah, no, you're an idiot.
Which, to be fair, is 98.
Is correct.
Yeah. It is the right assumption, for sure.
Yes, absolutely. Especially, I hit him with the double whammy when I was like, hey, guys, I want to go to, instead of going to a state college, I want to go to a community college so I have more time for stand-up comedy. That seems like an interesting path.
That's an old Yeller moment right there. You just take it to the yard and shoot him. What do you do?
This one's lost. He's completely lost.
Not yet. Down.
I had the degree from the school. And so that was fine. So they like, she's like, all right, they have that under control. Fucking, I had Lizzie, so they knew I have like an anchor. I wasn't just going to be like out.
Yeah.
You know, they felt a little safe about it. At least I like think if it was just me moving up here, I'd probably have been dead in 2 years. But,
you also gave them enough things to be proud of. You're like, I had a good job. I did the universe. I have like a cool person I'm dating. So it's like,
I did that shit.
Yeah, I did it. Now I'm going to do something different
for them. Let me do a little something for Timmy. You know,
yeah, that's good. Yeah, we never, me and Nick denied our family that month. They're like, he never had, he never had anything going. He has a C student in high school, he just started screaming at strangers in a bar, and now he's betting his entire life and ours on that.
We're like those fireworks that aren't duds, but they don't fully explode. They just kind of a bubble in the lake. Yeah.
Like, you're like, oh. I see what it was going for, but it sucks. Yeah. I hated that.
The big one cut. They watch your sets. They have to believe in you more than you believe in you. Because you're like, this is the only even mildly redeemable thing.
Yeah.
About you, you know.
I mean, when I started in Louisiana, I didn't tell anybody I did it
for
about 10 months.
That's
smart. Yeah, it's the move. Yeah,
I didn't tell anybody until Lizzie, we signed a lease up here and we were already like going. I was like, oh, by the way, I've been doing stand up. I'm quitting this career and we're scooting up to Chicago. And then people were like, what? It made it seem a lot crazier than maybe it was just because it was so sudden, but. I certainly didn't want anybody to see me fucking.
No, those first sets are
God. That's why I never understand people that show up with like a crew of people.
Idiotic. Yeah.
And it's like, how long have you been doing? They're like, oh, this is my fifth time on stage. And you're like, oh, no. You're going to ruin all of these. It's the equivalent of Nick rolling around at that concert. So you're going to ruin all of these friendships.
It's just like you're going to learn. One day you're going to learn and it's going to be very.
It's going to be a tough day.
I've had those too. I've had those like Tinder people who I'm like, oh, come see me.
No, I would never do that.
Come see me do stand up. Well, that was like when I was like 2 months in or something.
No,
come see me do stand up at the open mic. And it's me and in front of two couples just being like, so I don't have sex. I don't want any part of this guy.
God, you're just back there talking to you. You're like, don't worry. I'm up 44th on this one.
Yeah. You're only going to be here for 3 hours. You're going to see everyone tell their thoughts from boring to most offensive. It's going to be a great time.
And it's okay because beers are only 10 bucks.
Yeah,
it's it's fine. Or it's the Dirk and saying, we're like, don't worry. I got us a bracelet. Don't worry, dollar beers and as much pizza as you can stuff in your fat ass. It's gonna be incredible. Lizzie did come to my first open mic, but we've been together for 5 years at that point, so it was like,
she's in. There's nothing you could do to, well, you hope there isn't a bit
I mean, I'm digging, I'm looking everywhere, but it's funny, like, from her perspective, because she was more nervous than I was, because she's like, I don't know how to tell you if you're terrible.
That's that a would good point. Be, I thought about it from the other perspective, and that would be really hard. Like,
You get off, and they just have to be like, neat job. That was, you were up there.
Yeah, no, they'd be like, you stood up there, that's good.
Let's didn't take totally humiliate both of us here. This is great.
Oh boy.
Dude, there was one show that my girlfriend's parents showed up to. This is in Minneapolis. Oh. And I thought it was a booked show because I emailed the club. They emailed me back. They were like, yeah, we have it all booked for Friday through Saturday. But if you want to do a spot on Thursday, you can come. And I was like, oh yeah, for sure. Thought it was a real show, invited like her parents and my friend's parents, like two of my friend's parents.
That's high stakes.
These people,
unless you're headlining that club, absolutely not.
And it was
even then, it's like the 7 or maybe 9 on the Saturday.
Yeah.
Like, don't come to the Sunday. I don't care.
Don't come to the late show. Got to be right before you're filming a special. Things need to be right.
I went full blown. Everybody in the email list, and the set actually went okay because it was a club full of people, and like it was an open mic, so a lot of people weren't great. And then I went up, and I did pretty well. So it made it seem like, you know what I mean? Like
you're better than other,
the cheerleader effect. It kind of gave me the cheerleader effect.
That's good.
But I do a lot of sex jokes and
that's uncomfortable for the girlfriend's parents.
My girlfriend's parents were there. And after the show, everyone were like, oh, you did great. The first thing that her dad said immediately was like, so you're like, you're up there making stuff up, right? Like it's a fun.
You're like, my daughter didn't do that. Right.
Yeah.
You
like
look me in the face and tell me my daughter didn't do that. Cause I'm going to go shoot my brains out. If you just went up and articulated what my daughter's vagina feels like to me, I should kill you.
There's butt stuff in there.
I had to break your fucking, you're talking about fucking the man's daughter's ass. What is wrong with you?
Yeah, and you invited that guy. He didn't just like happen to be in the audience. You were like, hey, come check out all this shit I've been working on.
My girlfriend's parents, I wouldn't, you don't do the anal bit. You don't do the anal bit with the girlfriend's. Come though.
Gotta close on anal for sure.
Because this is how sad it is like, I was like, I gotta do the A stuff. And all the A stuff is gross sex jokes about my girlfriend.
Lord. So, maybe don't invite him then.
don't fill the club with her family and friends.
Oh, I had to do these jokes to her. This is a weird sadomasochistic. Did her dad say something mean to you? And you're like, oh, I'll show you.
How about this, buddy? I got you a comp.
That'll teach you. Fucking criticize.
Is that relationship still happening, Nick?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah. We're living together.
Are y'all in Chicago?
Yeah.
Oh, sick. Okay.
Uh-huh. Just utter surprise by everyone involved. Just him is like, oh, okay.
Everybody's like, oh my God, are you serious?
Yeah. That must be true love. Must be pure, just true soulmate.
That's pretty incredible. I'm surprised. Yeah. We're doing great.
It does help your life a lot. I will vouch for that.
Grounds you, for sure.
Well, Tim, do you have anything you want to plug before we head out?
I mean, the little web series we have, Roommates in Law, which is fun.
Oh my God, it's the best.
Great. It's hilarious. You guys should check it out.
Absolutely. We put those out every week. And then, you know, just different stuff coming up. I'm at Zany's this weekend with Kevin Bozeman. So that's fun.
Oh, awesome.
Bozeman's a ripper. But yeah, other than that, no. But thank you guys for having me. This was fun as fuck.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming on, man.
Yeah, man. Hey guys, you just listened to another episode of Fuck You Dad. If you could follow us on our Instagram, which is FCKYOUDAD podcast. That's the important one. We also have a Twitter account, which is FCKYOUDADPODCA1. If you could follow that. Also, please submit any father stories that you have that you'd like us to make fun of, laugh at, or share. Shoot that to our Instagram DMs. And if you could please go ahead and rate the podcast, share the podcast with your friends and family that might enjoy it, and keep listening. Thank you so much.